get out of the point. Take that all day. We played well second half. Even before the sending off, we looked we was going to get back in the game. The sending off helped us, obviously, and we got a point that was much needed.
As a football man, rather than a manager who benefits today, did you think it was a sending off?
No, I don't, actually. I've seen it on the tape. And ironically, in this fixture at our place, we didn't think Gale should have got sent off. And this was almost identical to a degree. So it's funny how it evens itself out. But obviously, at that point, the game changed in our favour. And we could have got the winner. We had chances. But as I say, 2-1, someone give me 2-all at the end of this game at half-time, and I snapped their hands off.
I thought your team battled really hard for you today.
Yeah, we showed spirit. And Gailey's goal was going to be so important. We've had a stop-start season with him. We've had situations where he's on the verge back and then he hasn't made it. Bad injuries, this and that. So that goal boosted his confidence. And he looks strong today. I thought, looking at him in a shirt, you could see he's been in the gym. And, you know, that upper body strength might be key for us to the end of the year.
Finally from me, a word on Wayne Hennessy. He must be still scratching his head about how that free kick went in.
Well, we spoke about it yesterday. We talked about taking players out of the wall so he could see the flight of the ball. Then we thought, well, West Ham would fill them holes anyway, so what's the point of that? Go more in the middle of the goal to stop that one over the wall. In the end, he's hit it. Then it comes down at the end, and I don't think a goalie can save it, if I'm honest. It's an incredible hit. And that's the form he's in, Paye. He's a terrific, terrific at those set plays.
Alan, you said you're happy with the point, but is there a sense of frustration that having taken the lead, you didn't hold it for very long?
Well, that period, yeah, probably the disappointing part of the game for us, that we didn't secure that lead. But this is a good West Ham team, and you only got to look at their record about, they beat Spurs, you know, they've gone to Man United, they've beat everyone in front of them in this last period. This is a brilliant result from us, you know, make no mistake.
Still waiting for the elusive win. I know you're not overly concerned by any relegation worries, but...
Well, I am.
Oh, you are, especially Norwich have won today.
Absolutely, you know, we said on Thursday that we're not daydreaming or sleepwalking through this process. We know we got ourselves in a situation where teams can look at us and try and hunt us down, and we had to show today that we had a fight, that we had the spirit, and we got the quality to do it. And we showed all of that today. We can't determine what's gone on before. We've had some tough calls in games, but today the call went in our favour, and we got ourselves a valuable point.
Next week, you've got Norwich.
Yeah, and, you know, that's set us up for a good feeling because our fans, the goal, the equaliser was in front of our fans. They've stayed with us through this period. I thank them for that because they've been brilliant. And hopefully we can reward them with a win.
Was that the Palace of old, the second half? The Palace that we saw at the start of the season, do you think, the sort of vibrancy? Because it all felt as though it was sort of flooding back.
Yeah, well, Yala's, you know, been out for a long time. He's had three. He looks like he's getting closer to up to speed. Sacco the same. We got Connor Wickham back, coming back. Addy should be back next week, and Kabay. Suddenly our hand looks stronger. So two big games this week at home. And it's at home where we've had our problems, and that's what we got to put right.